Nos vamos para el ministerio que más preocupa en este momento en el mundo, el Ministerio de la Infraestructura en Ucrania. Las imágenes muestran edificaciones muy, muy afectadas, edificios públicos especialmente, aeropuertos. Bueno, borraron del mapa hasta el bellísimo Antonov, único en el mundo, que tenía la aerolínea de Ucrania. Nuestro invitado se llama Mustafa Nayem. Él es el viceministro de Infraestructura de Ucrania. Y lo que más está afectándose es la infraestructura en Ucrania. Ana, agradeciendo la entrevista con el señor ministro Nayem, esa es la primera pregunta. ¿Qué primer balance tendría él del inventario de daños a la infraestructura en Ucrania? Hasta ahora, ¿qué se sabe que ha sido afectado? Si tiene números y de qué manera.
Good morning, Minister Nayem. Thank you very much for your time on W Radio. And we want to begin by asking you about the latest update that perhaps you have of the damages that the infrastructure of Ukraine has received. Do you have any updates in the, like, perhaps in numbers of the damages already that the infrastructure has already seen?
First of all, thank you for the invitation to this air, and I'm very glad that all European Union and your country especially supports us. Of course, we are now estimating our damage and what we have for this sixth day of the war. First of all, what I would say is just all of us call it war. It's full-fledged invasion, and we understand that Russia's goal is to destroy our cities. In first days, they announced and they tried to convince the world that they are not going to shell, for example, residential and the civilian infrastructure objects. Now we understand that they are doing that, and they destroyed many bridges. They destroyed thousands of kilometers of our roads, and also they shelled many of our residential areas, and it is obvious that the goal of Russia is not only infrastructure issues, but they are also fighting with the civilians. And for now, what we have is that they are now shelling our harbors. We know that for them it is very important to occupy our harbors on the Black Sea and Azov Sea. And also we see that they are now trying to occupy our main infrastructure objects like roads and biggest cities we have. Yesterday they shelled our capital. It's not first time, but yesterday they shelled the memorial of Holocaust, which is in the downtown of the Kyiv. And that's very symbolical, because for all of us, what's doing now Mr. Putin is... it's real, it's a genocide against Ukrainian world. And when they say that they're going to denazificate Ukraine, now we see that he is repeating the same crimes which was done by Mr. Hitler 60 years ago. And that's very, very, for us, not 60, but 80 years ago. So it is very obvious for us that after this war, in which we will definitely win, because we see that the Russian army is very weak, they doesn't have capacity, and they are not motivated to fight against us, and we are motivated, we are on our land, we will win definitely, and after that I think Mr. Putin will be destroyed and demolished, and his regime also, and what we see now, but isolation of Russia will cause big problem in economy of Russia. So yes. After war, I think we will have to renew and rebuild all our cities, and it would take time.
Bueno, nos dice primero que todo que gracias por el apoyo, han recibido mucho apoyo internacional, y nos dice que estiman, por supuesto, el daño que hasta ahora se ha causado en Ucrania. Ya es el sexto día de la guerra, y para ellos es, por supuesto, una invasión. La meta de Rusia es destruir la ciudad por completo. Quieren convencer al mundo, o querían hacerlo primero, de que no atacarían los civiles y la infraestructura de civiles y eras residenciales, pero lo están haciendo. Nos dicen que han atacado miles de kilómetros de calles, áreas residenciales, así que no es solo infraestructura de la ciudad, sino también, digamos, el lugar de los civiles. Nos dicen que también están tratando de atacar los puertos, diferentes calles, un memorial para el holocausto también, que es muy simbólico para ellos. Entonces están repitiendo los crímenes de Hitler hace 80 años. Es obvio para ellos que Rusia militarmente está muy débil en este momento, que no tienen la capacidad ni la motivación para luchar en el territorio ucraniano. Ellos sí lo tienen porque están luchando por su tierra y van a ganar. Dice que esto va a demoler el régimen ruso y también pues va a acabar con su economía por todas las sanciones que han impuesto. Después de la guerra, por supuesto, Rafa, perdón, nos dice que le van a tener que reconstruir por completo las ciudades.
Sin duda. La infraestructura militar y civil ha sido atacada, pero ¿cómo están las ciudades de agua, de gas, de electricidad? ¿Cómo está el gasoducto que vincula a Rusia con Europa? Eso no ha sido atacado, pero agua, luz y electricidad, ¿cómo están?
You mentioned the effects of military and civil infrastructure, but we wonder how is water, electricity, gas, how are these specific things going on? I mean, how destroyed have they been?
For this moment, our ministry and our team are trying to make everything not to stop the life in the country. But of course, we have problem in some cities. Infrastructure of electricity, delivering of electricity is totally destroyed, like Mariupol, which is the main city on the shore of the Azov city. The second issue, of course, is supplement of food, supplement of water. And we see that many of our objects are destroyed now. But still, I would say that our services work perfectly, and people are very motivated. And in those cities and rural areas, when we cannot reach, people are renewing and rebuilding their own cities, and they are actually now reconstructing what was destroyed. But of course, we should say that this catastrophe, this war, is totally destroying our supply chains in all areas. We still have connection. You know, talk to me by internet. We still have phone connection. We still have internet. We still have automobile connection and roads on the west side mostly. And we still have very good working railroads, but many of them, for example, on the east side, for example, railroads, was destroyed and destroyed by the Russians. What is important, we are now totally cut it from Russia and Belarus, which is very good, I think. But from the other side, of course, it makes big effect on our economy.
Well, thank you so much, Vice Minister Nayyam, for your time on W Radio. We hope the situation there gets better.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye. Bueno, nos dice que en este momento él y su equipo y todo el ministerio están trabajando para que la vida continúe en el país, para que no pare la actividad. Por supuesto que hay problemas en algunas ciudades de electricidad, como Mariupol. Nos dice que esta guerra ha afectado principalmente las cadenas de suministros, las calles en el oeste, sobre todo, todavía están funcionando. Hay internet todavía, hay comunicación telefónica. Nos dice que han destruido en zonas también la parte de ferrocarriles, pero nos dice que están tratando y hacer su mayor esfuerzo para que la vida continúe en medio de estos ataques bajo la normalidad.